This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. More than 600 athletes are facing off in the world's largest wheelchair sports event. And Cincinnati's the venue. The 37th National Veterans Wheelchair Games are underway right now at the Duke Energy Convention Center. And the week-long event began Monday with more than 18 events from basketball to table tennis and archery. And here to talk about the National Veterans Wheelchair Games are Cincinnati Veterans Administration Medical Center Head of Public Affairs, Todd Sledge, Fifth Third Bank Senior Vice President and Head of Mortgage, Ed Robinson, and National VA Account Manager for Permobile, Stephen Hibbets. And you can join us, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Steve, Ed, and Todd, thank you all for being here.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you this afternoon. Todd, tell me, what are the wheelchair games and how did they get their start?
Well, the wheelchair games are an opportunity for veterans who have experienced a physical disability challenge or a medical issue that's resulted in them having to be, you know, in a wheelchair. But in early 1980s, a gentleman by the name of Tom Brown was working in the VA at the time, felt that there was a need to build the recreation therapy part of the Veterans Administration into making sports become a therapeutic tool for veterans who needed to continue their competitiveness and learn how to adapt with different things in their life.
So this is a competition to get medals in this like you do in the Olympics?
That is correct. They compete just like the normal national Olympians, world Olympians. There are veterans in town this week are competing for gold and silver and bronze medals in those 18 events that you mentioned, Mark, throughout different venues in the city as well as Duke Energy Center.
So, Ed, how did Fifth Third get involved in this?
That's a great question. So, I'm the executive sponsor partner for our business readiness group, business resource group in the military for Fifth Third, and I head up our mortgage business. And, you know, when I came here, I'm a veteran myself with, you know, a few combat tours under my belt. And so I've been actively engaged with, you know, the veterans within Fifth Third and making sure that we get the word out for education, awareness, and how we can help provide financial empowerment and security for our veterans and people in our community holistically. For example, last year we originated over 1,000 mortgages for nearly $200 million worth of credit access to veterans. And I can tell you right now, we actively service and, you know, assist more than 21,000 veterans with VA loans, you know, for a cumulative amount of about $4 billion in, you know, in access to credit right now. So we're very engaged with education, awareness, and access to credit for veterans in the communities.
Yeah, and Steve, tell us about how Permobile is involved in this.
Well, Permobile, we manufacture most of the equipment they're using.
Okay.
So we manufacture power wheelchairs, manual wheelchairs, seating, positioning products, complex rehab products for all the veterans with the special needs. And so we just, you know, by being involved with them and helping them in their daily lives, we're like, we need to be a part of this as well. So we've been doing it about 15 years now, and it's the most amazing thing. It's my highlight of my year to get to come here and see this and support our vets.
So do you need to modify wheelchairs for sporting events, or can you just use a regular wheelchair?
You can use a regular one, but okay. Most of them are specifically adapted for that particular sport. You know, say like right now they're playing power soccer, so they can take their power wheelchair that they use daily and then adapt a cage on the front of it so that they can push the ball down the court and score ultimately. So, you know, it's a quick adaptation, but it, you know, it's stuff we can do. So it's really neat to watch them, and they sure have a blast at it. Yeah.
Todd, how did this end up in Cincinnati? How did we land this?
Well, Mark, a lot of hard work. But ultimately, before I say how it ended up here, is for opportunities of sponsorships like Fifth Third that Ed was talking about, Permobile and our other sponsors who helped really make this happen. It's also a joint effort between the Department of Veterans Affairs and Paralyzed Veterans of America who co-sponsor the event each year and really coordinate everything. And then we're asked as a local organizing committee, there is a chair, her name's Ellen Graff, and she hooked me into doing the public affairs and communications in our local things. And the City or the Cincinnati VA Medical Center 2 years ago put a package together just like you do for the regular Olympics. You have to then work with the two organizations that I mentioned with PVA and VA to look at accommodations and transportation, you know, venues and those kinds of places that can really bring this to life and make it a seamless, wonderful experience for veterans coming to the Queen City.
So this has been 2 years planning. Is that right?
Well, yeah, it's actually 2 years in planning. You know, you make the bid, you make the offer, you know, a lot of homework and things. That get involved. And then for the past year, really since about last August, this local organizing committee has been working with the airport and the hotels and the city of Cincinnati and all the different sponsors to make this a wonderful event for the 600 athletes here.
Where do the 600 athletes come from?
All over the United States. They're coming from all over the states. We have folks also from Puerto Rico. We have a contingency from Great Britain. We also have a Korean delegation here observing the games for things. So they come from all over the place. And I think because the reason why we've had so many veterans this year being located in the Midwest, veterans were able to drive and make it easier to transport their equipment, as Steve was saying, and then also fly in. So they're all from all over.
Now, who is eligible to compete in this?
Well, any veteran, you have to be a veteran. Okay. And any veteran.
So everybody that's from all over, they're all veterans.
They're all veterans, okay. Yes. And then a veteran who, you know, experienced a physical disability that has attacked the spine or a disease of the spine, things like MS or, you know, vertebrae problems. There are different levels of classifications that they're putting into. They're medically screened and then they become eligible for the games.
Ed, have you seen these games before, or is this your first experience with them?
No, this is my first experience. It was great. Earlier this year, we had a sponsor breakfast with the VA and the organization to really look at what was going on with the games, and watching the videos was just a lot of fun. You know, I would tell you that what I saw there, these guys are just as competitive and, frankly, aggressive as we were when I was active duty and being competitive in the sports arena. They really get after it, and it's really a lot of fun to watch. And I've got the luxury and pleasure in just a short while of actually giving out some of the medals for some of the events that have just taken place. So I'm really excited about that, too.
Yeah, and you've actually seen this several times. You've been involved for several years,
yes,
Steve.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think of all this?
Like I said earlier, it's the event of the year for me. I mean, it just – to watch the determination and the spirit that these guys, gals, ladies put into this and the camaraderie that you see between them, it's just so inspiring, you know, to just, I mean, I get goosebumps just sitting there talking about it.
Because I get goosebumps just listening to you.
Yeah, and it's just the most, it's just amazing. I mean, I was telling these guys, the only time I'll ever miss one is if I'm 6 feet down. You know, I don't want to miss one of these. It's that important to me.
So what kind of reaction has the city gotten? What do the athletes think of Cincinnati?
I tell you, they love Cincinnati. Cincinnati has really opened up their arms. I tell you how it's indicative. If you go by any night this week to Fountain Square, you're gonna see our athletes out there having fun, talking to each other, you know, buying food at the restaurants, you know, encouraging some of the different products that are favored here in town. But the city's been wonderful. The 3,000 volunteers we've had in the games have been incredible. Everybody involved in downtown has been fabulous.
So, what's the attendance like at the events?
Well, you have a lot of family and friends. You know, you have a lot of the coaches. We obviously have our sponsors and different things. But I tell you, last night I was at the basketball events and that were taking place in the evening, and I was noticing a lot of people who they weren't a coach, they weren't an athlete, they weren't a family member. There was a lot of curiosity about what was going on with that, and I happened to run into a few people that I overheard say, like, are they allowed to run into each other, as Steve said? Aren't they going to hurt each other? Or he got knocked out of that chair. What happens? And so I could tell there was a lot, and folks were asking questions about the games and the rules. So a lot of curiosity out there.
But what about wheelchair repairs? I mean, if you, like you're saying, if they're running into each other, is there ever a need for a wheelchair repair?
Okay. Daily.
So, so that's available?
Yes. Yeah, that's part of the thing that we like providing is, you know, we come in, we do the expo on Monday, and we show all of our products and all this stuff. And then the rest of the week, we bring in parts, I mean, a trailer full of parts, basically. And we bring in some techs, and our guys are up there working every day, 8-10 hours a day, just fixing what?
Fixing wheelchairs.
Yeah. You know, you get the airlines, get them here, and they drop them and break them and mix them up, and then we fix them. And then they go crash into each other.
Then they go bang into each other while they're competing.
Yeah, and they're competing, and then we fix them again, and they just keep having fun. You know, our goal is to not have that equipment down so that they can enjoy and do what they came here to do. You know, that's part of the game. You know,
it's a pit stop, right?
It's a pit stop. Yeah.
And what are the different venues where the games are occurring?
Well, primarily, Mark, I'd say, 85% of the events are taking place at the Duke Energy Convention Center, but also outside of Duke. Yesterday, there was a lot of bowling going on at two different bowling alleys, the Super Bowl out in Erlanger and in Bellwood in Kentucky and Newport. The Powell Crawley YMCA is where the swimming events will take place. Either just the opposite side of this building or behind it, we'll be participating at Stargell Field in track. The athletes were out at Three Rivers High School today, and then there's the Sportsman Association out in Ross out there where the trap shooting will take place.
How much preparation do these athletes put into this?
A lot. Kind of getting into, the rec therapist and the coaches, these athletes are training for, an entire year. There's local chapters, there's local Paralyzed Veterans of America chapters where there's other events that the veterans participate in throughout the year. And it's really an opportunity, too, to have a veteran who has just recently learned of a disability that's going to put them in a chair. And so we have, last account, we have about 100 or 125 novice athletes here for the first time who are getting to experience the practice that they've done to get out there and compete against some of these seasoned guys who've been participating for a long time.
How many women, how many men?
I'm not going to say it's not 50-50.
You do have men and women competing.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. There's quite a bit of female athletes that are participating in the sports just like the men do. It's a nice mix. Good diversity, good culture amongst people. It's really interesting for me. And Ed could probably really tap into this. I mean, these are veterans. I mean, they're going to compete. But then after they compete, they're going to hug each other. They might have a few social cocktails together afterwards at night, but they like to catch up together. They're a family. Some of these athletes have seen each other. It's like a reunion year after year.
I mean, they literally, we had the pleasure of working alongside of them recently. And, to the earlier comments, literally they're training year round in most cases. But you hear just the energy, excitement, enthusiasm when they're talking about coming to see their friends that they haven't seen in 6 months to a year. And they do make it clear that we are out to win and I'm going to beat you. I'm going to do whatever it takes. But then we're going to go hug it out. I mean, it's really fun to watch.
These are military veterans. They're competitive.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What are the different competitions? Basketball is one. What are some of the other sports?
Basketball, softball, quad rugby, power soccer, weightlifting.
What is quad rugby, if you might?
Quad rugby is the same sport as here. It's rugby.
Okay.
And you have to be – it's for veterans that are, or quads in their chairs.
Ah.
And those are the chairs that Steve gets to repair and fix up as they bang into each other. You also have bocce ball, table tennis, nine ball. There's trap shooting, there's air pistol, air rifle, bowling, I could go on and swimming, I go on and on.
So, but 18 different competitions.
18 different competitions, yes.
What's this mean for the athletes?
I can't imagine the emotion that they have. I think it's for them, as I've gotten to talk with them and know them, and this is my second wheelchair games actually as well, is it's their opportunity to showcase what they're capable of doing and competing. And not only to themselves, but to the other athletes, their families. And, I think it makes them forget about that they are experiencing life, everyday life that we take for granted in a wheelchair.
Yeah, Steve, what do you think it means for the athletes?
I agree with Todd. It's their time of year. It's their event, and they train for it. It keeps them going on those bad days where they're like, man, it's just, just a bad week and I'm not feeling good. But you know what? The games are coming up, so I got to go. I really think it inspires them to just keep going with everyday life and battling through just like everybody does. And with that in mind, in their mind that, hey, that's coming up. It's my big family reunion. I'm going to go kick everybody's tail and we're going to have fun. I think that's really what it means to them too.
Ed, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm going to borrow a phrase from the director from the VA the other night where he said, this is the opportunity where they get to showcase their abilities, not their disabilities. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very therapeutic. I think it's the kind of thing where veterans tend to be a very proud group and allows them to show their patriotism in, one more different way and to prove that, hey, I may be down, but I'm not out.
I read a comment from one of the athletes who said, I feel very normal because normally, usually there are only two of us in a crowd at any one time. And he said, now there's 600
right.
of us.
Yeah. Right.
So I guess that would be a big part of it is you do feel normal.
It's very true. Yeah, very true. Earlier this morning, I was involved with a solid interview taking place with a Paralympian, national Paralympian, and he calls it the new normal. And I thought that was so fitting. You know, it's the new normal of what we experience and how we live.
Yep. So can you tell me about any of the medal winners so far?
Well, actually today at 3 o'clock, we start our first medals. There's going to be bowling and I believe air rifle. And Air Pistol will have their medals that will be presented today. As Ed alluded to a little bit, we have different sponsors that will be involved in the medals as well as some of our local elected officials. Really looking forward to that this afternoon. That's at 3 o'clock and also at 6 o'clock tonight. And then the rest of the week, the same times, medals will be given out.
Mm-hmm. And this goes through July 22nd, so we've got some more events coming up, right?
Yeah, it goes through July 22nd. Events take place. The last events are each night at 8 o'clock. They're usually the bigger highlighted ones like basketball or quad rugby or softball, and they do go through Saturday evening, yes. And then there's a closing ceremonies banquet.
So is Cincinnati making any plans for getting these games back in the future? Are you thinking that far ahead?
You know what? With all the hard work and the speed that's going on right now, I don't think anybody's thinking about it. But if you'd ask the people in Cincinnati if they do it again, I'd say there would be no hesitation.
Yeah. How did things go, getting all the athletes in, all the folks with their wheelchairs and their families? How did that whole process work out?
Well, there's an organizing group that does the transportation that works closely with the CVG, and I got to give John Henderson and his group, who works at the VA, a tremendous kudos for coordinating with the airport. Imagine bringing in 600 athletes with at least two bags of luggage, their wheelchairs, and other bags. It's very typical for an athlete to travel with about seven bags of luggage per person. So then you've got to get all, and then you got to think about the vans. You know, these aren't, you know, just normally get in and sit down. They're strapped down vehicles. We've had to borrow durable medical equipment from across the country and bring them in town. So it's a very large coordinated effort, and that's where a lot of our volunteers have really stepped up.
Do you try to recruit new athletes for this every time it comes around? Or
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the games like Steve was alluding to when he was talking, I just thought about this is their Super Bowl. And who wouldn't want to be in the Super Bowl of wheelchair games? And so it is a recruitment tool. It's also an educational tool. Like right now, there's a kids' day that's taking place where we've recruited some young children between 4 and 14 who are the veterans are being the mentors to the kids about how they can continue to learn to do sports and learn how to adapt with different things and show that our theme this year is Life Without Limits for the games.
Life Without Limits.
Life Without Limits.
That's good. And Steve, what advice would you have for somebody who's thinking about they might want to compete in this in the future? What would you say to them?
I would encourage them to go full force. Don't look back. Move forward. Do it. Do it to your best of your ability. And most importantly, have fun and enjoy the camaraderie that you have when you get here.
Yeah, camaraderie is a big part of this from what I'm hearing. Ed, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about, maybe I want to compete in this. I'm not quite sure, though. What would you tell them?
Jump in with both feet. You can hear it in some of the veterans' comments from themselves where they said they were reticent at first. Yeah. And literally some of them were asked 2 and 3 years to be able to participate in the games, and they wouldn't do it. And they look back and they're like, thank goodness that I actually went and dove in the deep end of the pool, in some cases literally when it comes to the swimming events. And I tell you that I have yet to hear any regrets from any of them. In fact, they're always so happy for this event, and it's just admirable to watch them.
Absolutely.
So how can somebody apply to be an athlete in this? Is there a website or something like
that? Well, there is an application that the veterans fill out each year to come to the wheelchair games, but the process starts very deeply before that, where they should be aligned with with their local VA medical center, working with a rec therapist or some type of physical therapist or occupational therapist. And then they are screened for the type of activities they should be doing and can be doing. That's a part of their therapeutic rehabilitation. I would encourage any veteran to reach out to, we have a strong recreation therapy department here in Cincinnati, as well as our physical therapy department and occupational therapy. Just, I want to compete, and we'd be able to hook you up as well.
And as far as the games themselves go, Todd, are they free? You just show up and
they are free and open to the public. Yourself? That's the other. Who gets to go to a Super Bowl? That's free.
Yeah, a competition of this level.
Absolutely.
Exactly. What about if I want to watch them? Is there some way to watch them?
Yes, there's also a lot of the events are live stream. There is a mobile app that people can download through their app store on their phone. They can go to the website wheelchairgames.org, where a lot of these events are live stream online. But personally, I think, and I think Ed and Steve would agree with me, they're better in person.
Okay. Come on down to the convention center.
Get there and see it.
Yes, sir.
For real.
Yes, sir.
Steve and Ed and Todd, thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Cincinnati Veterans Administration Medical Center Head of Public Affairs Todd Sledge, Fifth Third Bank Senior Vice President and Head of Mortgage Ed Robinson, and National VA Account Manager for Permobile Stephen Hibbets. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. You can find archives of our programs at WVXU.org. The producer for the show was Pete Reitmeier. Selena Reeder was the assistant producer. Rick Andrus was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney.